Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to In the Flow Live Radio.
It's In the Flow Live Radio, and it's time to get in the flow. I am your host, Lady Shanika Lachey. Thank you for joining me, where the only way to flow is with our Father leading our way. We're living our life poured out on the number one magazine radio show, serving as a viral movement for ministry on the World Wide Web. Let us know you're listening from your phone, at home, in your office or car. Send us a tweet or leave us a comment on our broadcast page at lifeintheoverflowmag.com. We'll be right back. Stay in the flow.
Oh, brother, say.
Live radio. I'm your host, Lady Shanika Lachey. Thank you for joining me. All right, so the Life in the Overflow magazine issue, our Harvest issue with Apostle Travis Jennings of Harvest Tabernacle Church in Lithonia, Georgia, where he and the beautiful Stephanie Jennings pastor. If you have not had the opportunity to check out the current issue of Life in the Overflow magazine, log on right now. Free digital issue is available. Also, when you get over there, subscribe to the issue so you don't miss another issue. Also coming out of Georgia, we have Miss Tiffany Ross and the I'm So Tiffany Show. Tiffany joins Life in the Overflow magazine with Getting Personal with I'm So Tiffany. So the question was asked, is it okay for your significant other to have friends of the opposite sex? Ladies, men, of course, those of you who have friendships outside of your relationships are probably going to say it's okay. So let's find out what Miss Tiffany answers. And there's more questions that she has also answers to in the current issue. If you have questions for Miss Tiffany regarding your relationships, send them in to I'm So Tiffany at lifeintheoverflowmag.com. Your question could be shared in the next issue or here on the Blog Talk radio show or on Miss Tiffany's new radio show in Atlanta. Log on to lifeintheoverflowmag.com to get more information about that as well. Also, be sure to check out Dr. Carolyn Hall's article in the new issue on how to increase your net worth through your networking. For many of you who do not know, our contributor, who is a professor over at Spelman College, she is also a nominee for the Black Women Are Award. I've casted my vote. I don't know about you. Go ahead and log on to theblackwomenareawards.com, where Dr. Carolyn Hall is now awaiting your vote. I believe it's for the most inspirational. I think we all can agree, as a college professor of women, Dr. Hall is definitely an inspiration. Life in the Overflow magazine, I don't know if you've heard, but there's a new preacher series on the Oxygen Network, which premieres on tonight, February 3rd, at 9 p.m. Central Time. So many people are waiting. The series, you know, it's coming out of Atlanta, which is dubbed Sin City of the South. So you got to know some good stuff is coming out of there as far as the Preachers series go. We're trying to see what's going on. You know, the series features some not-so-traditional preachers, pastors, and the like. A few of them we've heard of, Canton Jones, Pastor LeAndrea Johnson, Kim Pothier, and there's two others on there that I'm not truly familiar with, but let me just say, I am not opposed to out-of-the-box preaching, but we must be careful, and we must be mindful not to lead people away from sound doctrine, people. Amen? Amen. Y'all ain't got to say amen. But anyway, I have had the opportunity to sit down and watch the premiere. That's right. I've seen it. Courtesy of Oxygen Network. Thank you. And I'm going to say this, that everybody is not going to agree with the vehicles used to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. But those who have agreed to share their lives on the show, they are doing so unapologetically. And so when we come back, we're going to be sitting down with one of the members from the new cast, Preachers of Atlanta. You may know her from as the 2010 Sunday Best Finalist, Grammy Award winner. That's right. That's right. None other than LeAndrea Johnson is getting in the flow with us. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. We'll have her on the line. We'll be talking to her about the Preachers of Atlanta, some controversial things that we've seen out there. Let me just say, if you're following LeAndrea Johnson on Periscope, a couple weeks ago, we had a very controversial moment. And if you have followed her, you will know that Kim, who's also a cast member on Preachers, she really mentored LeAndrea with love and in love, might I add. So let me just spill the tea. So a couple of weeks ago on Periscope, LeAndrea Johnson was periscoping from bed. I'm not sure if any of you had saw that, but anyhow, it was. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. But folks are saying, you know, that her business, you know, popped out from up under the sheet, and of course, she is already undergoing a lot of scrutiny. Because of her unconventional ways of ministering and preaching. But, you know, I didn't see the nipple, but Real Talk Kim, at Real Talk Kim, y'all got to follow Pastor Kim on Periscope. But Kim came over, and she really spoke to LeAndrea. And let me just say, Pastor LeAndrea, I understand. And in your defense, I get it. You're saying, hey, we're all processing out here. We're all going through a process. None of us are perfect. And if I just may say, you're just sharing and living your process with us. And I so love how Pastor Kim told her, yes, we all have a process, but everybody can't handle your process. That's a word for somebody. Somebody is going through their processing right now, and, you know, it may be kind of difficult for you, and you're just like, hey, this is me. This is me out here. This is my process. But everybody can't witness your process. Some of your processing you have to do behind closed doors. You have to do on your knees in the presence of the Lord by yourself. Everybody can't be privy to your processing. So, again, we're going to go ahead and go over to the phone lines. We're going to chat with Pastor LeAndrea Johnson. We're going to talk to her about the Preachers of Atlanta as it premieres on tonight on the Oxygen Network at 9 p.m. Central Time. Go ahead and set your DVRs, set your calendars and your phone, your notifications, your alarms, whatever it is you have to do. Let's go ahead and talk to LeAndrea so we can get a little bit behind the scenes of what's going to happen and what we can expect from her, from the Preachers of Atlanta. All right, stay in the flow.
You are listening to In the Flow Live Radio.
This is the moment. This is the day. You have a decision to make.
If you follow the word,
God has said, baby, you're just right for today.
I'm going to find a way to give God glory. I'm breaking out of
jail. Hi, LeAndrea. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with me about Preachers of Atlanta.
Yes.
So let's just jump right in. Yes, yes. Okay. Okay, so now we watched your marvelous career unfold on reality TV's Your Sunday Best in 2010, to the Grammys. The media uncovered your pregnancy, and then your Periscope broadcast kind of went viral at the end of this past year. And you unapologetically take a stance of keeping it real, despite all of the negative judgments that are made against you. And so our readers want to know, why reality television? If God says he'll make your name great, what is the purpose for using a worldly platform?
Well, I would say I wouldn't necessarily call it a worldly platform because, you know, you got some churches, you know, that are worldly platforms, you know, and I'll explain that. I'll explain that even more through the show, and you would have to just tune in and watch that. But at the end of the day, it's another vehicle, you know. Instead of waiting on the next Periscope video, you know, you never know when one is going to come. Here you mm-hmm. have a couple of seasons. You got seasons now. You got something consistent, and now you can watch, and you can watch My Life Now more than just one Periscope video. But I think it's a vehicle that needs to be used because not only the church people will see, now you have those that are not in church, you know, and a different or a broadener view of people, you know, they will be able to see for themselves, you know. And I think it's great. I think it was a great idea. It was a wonderful idea. At the end of the day, we just need to be prepared, you know, so like Jesus was. So, you know, we just got to keep it going and, you know, and just thank God for the doors that is being opened. So I think it's a great idea.
Now, I read an EEW article called Promiscuity in the Pews, which highlighted some of your own testimonies about being saved, single, and still sexing in the church. You said that the church needs to talk mm-hmm. more about sex, you know,
yeah.
rather than say, don't do it. God said it, and that's it, you know. So why do you feel it's
right.
necessary to bring that topic to the forefront, and not just in a homosexual sermon or context, but just, you know, hey, heterosexual people as well? Why does that topic need to be brought
right.
to the forefront?
Well, at the end of the day, we're telling a lot of people, or some churches and pastors are telling a lot of people what they can't do. Now, but what about the things that you can do, you know, and what you need to do? And at the end of the day, telling somebody not to have sex doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to listen to you. They may listen to you for a while and not have it, but when they do, then what do they do next? You know, what is there next to do? What is there next to be done? You know, so we have to, I believe, in teaching with the truth of the matter, you know, like they have sex ed in school. So come on now, they're going to get it
yes.
taught somewhere, you know, so why not, you know, get it taught in the church with love, you know. The teachers are doing
Amen.
It to get paid, but we're doing it for them to get saved. So, you know, I think all that is overrated. You know, you're going to have those people that have power to do big old, you know, stories like that, and they really don't know anything what they're talking about. So it's just very important to involve, you know, the life part lesson into the church, you know, not be so church bound, you know,
Amen.
No earthly good. It's just something different, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the process. I am so enjoying the process, and I can't wait for others to see.
Awesome. I can't wait either. I saw the Oxygen trailer that's out there, and it shows a clip of you, quote unquote, taking it to the streets. What do you say in response to those who ask the question, why does a pastor need to go out and pass out condoms and cigarettes? Why not just offer prayer?
Well, I mean, because prayer is the key, you know, and prayer does have power. But at the end of the day, if that person is not praying, then what? Then you got the person that's praying for that person. I just tell you like this. I would rather see someone, you know, if they're going to do something, at least protect yourself. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they're out there doing what they want to do, but at least protect yourself. If that's what I could do to keep you from getting AIDS or to keep you from getting an STD
yes.
or to keep you from getting pregnant, you know, I mean, that's another way. That's a vehicle. You get what I'm saying? It's something that is needed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's accurate. It's not like, you know, it don't work. You know, they may pop or something, you know, I mean, hey, with this case, I guess we'll get friends. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, you know, we shouldn't be so, you know, shouldn't be so deep now. That's
uh-huh.
just common sense.
And exactly, because that goes back to sex education in the schools. They pass out condoms at the schools for the students. So, yeah,
right,
I get it.
Right.
I get it. All
right.
Right. So you're not just a gospel recording artist, but you also pastor a church, IPC, Imperfect People Changing Ministries in Atlanta, excuse me.
Yeah.
With your method of ministry, even with the taking it to the streets, the question has been asked, how can you effectively preach life as a new creature to people? Or I'm a new creature and I've been transformed and all of that, when you serve under the mantle of I'm imperfect and I'm still changing. How do you get that?
Well, at the end of the day, we're not going to be perfect until he comes back. Now, if people are letting people know that you have to stop doing what you're doing and you don't have to do it no more, now there is something that needs to be said about that. Now, there is growth every day, and I teach the people to not get caught up on your hang-ups, but to allow God to talk to you, allow God to deal with your mind, and look forward. Always look forward and remain forward, because at the end of the day, he's going to allow you the chance. You know, there's mercy every day. There's brand new mercy every day, and we can't sit here and say, this and that, but I'll tell you this, I used to smoke. I don't smoke anymore. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because a preacher told me to stop smoking. It's not because a bishop told me to stop smoking. I stopped smoking because I want my lungs. You know, it's unhealthy for me. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So certain things that we need to focus on, but you see these fat preachers out here. You got some fat preachers out here, you know, and they talking about me drinking, but your body doesn't exemplify
gluttony.
You know, you standing there because you're gluttony. You need to lose some weight and allow God so you'll be able to run around the pews. But you're talking, you know, it's a different way to look at it, you know. So, and I'm just saying, no offense to all the fat preachers out there, but I'm just saying, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. That's all I'm saying. You know, you got to take care of your body.
I see that, yes. Wow. I just love it. Oh, yes, it did. Now, you mentioned lacking self-respect at some point in your life. You know, self-respect is a huge issue among young women today and some older ones. What advice do you give to women about gaining their self-respect and keeping it?
Well, we as women have to understand how powerful we are. You know, we are able to birth. We are able to carry. You know, and we're able to pour into. And I believe that, you know, once we are united, you know, we can have a million woman march, you know, but we have to understand who we are and whose we are, you know. So we just got to stay focused, you know, and love one another. We're nurturers. We got to love one another.
Yes.
And it's going to be great. I'm telling you, that's the whole idea. You know, we're getting ourselves prepared for 2016. I'm going to tell you like this. 2016 will be, for me, it's going to be called Sweet 16. You get what I'm saying? Somewhere. 16 for all of the women across the country.
Wow.
And that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to push. We're going to promote that. You know, we got to start somewhere. So
I love that.
Crazy.
Sweet 16. Wow. Preachers of Atlanta. What was the experience like filming a reality TV show? I know Sunday's Best was somewhat reality TV, but for this actual show, how was it filming it, and do you see yourself coming back next season if they ask?
If they ask me, I definitely will. I definitely will. But it was fun in the beginning, you know, because, you know, it was never done before. But at the end, I was like, okay, listen, how long y'all going to be, you know, the light? It's hot in here. You know, my light bill ran. What y'all doing? What's going on? You know, stuff like that, you know. And then my children, they around here walking around in three-piece suits and dresses and stockings. I was like, listen, it's all good. The cameras was off, you know. So it was good. It was good. It was very fun, very interesting. But I'll do it again if they ask me to. I'll do it again.
Okay, I have one last question for you. Musically, are you working on anything new? And if so, when can we look forward to hearing something new from you?
Yes, yes, definitely working on something new. There's this beautiful song out called Better Days, and it's been played out on Celebration of Gospel. It's been on the Dr. Bobby Jones Show. It's all over YouTube, and the question is, why is it not released yet on a iTunes or single?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to re-record it because after doing, you know, taping the Preachers of Atlanta, it was just like I experienced so much, you know, knowledge on some other things. So I just want to go in there and re-record it from what I feel on the inside of now, and we'll release it sometime in February, hopefully. And so just be on the lookout for that. So it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Better days are coming. Yes.
Better days are coming. I am looking forward to Sweet 16, too, this year. Yes. Thank you so much, Leandria. I feel like I've known you for all my life, and it's just good to talk to you, and you're so humble, and I just love your ministry. Keep doing what you do unapologetically, woman of God. Thank you so much for being with us here. You're welcome.
Likewise. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us here on Life in the Overflow magazine. Talk to you soon.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
In the Flow Live Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, Leandria. Well, there you have it. She's such a sweetheart. I don't care what they say about her. Preachers of Atlanta premieres on tonight, February 3rd, on Oxygen Network at 9 p.m. Central Time. Thank you so much again, Pastor Leandria Johnson, for joining us on In the Flow Live Radio. You guys, be sure to tune in. We really couldn't talk about too much of the premiere. You have to tune in. But I thank all of my listeners and my readers who had questions that they shot over to me. And I hope I got those covered for you. Thank you for interacting. Be sure to go over to lifeintheoverflowmag.com and subscribe. We have a surprise in the next issue. Definitely everything that we did not cover here on the broadcast will be in the next issue of Life in the Overflow magazine, Preachers of Atlanta. Again, I watched it. It gets good, y'all. I mean, there's some moments in there where, I mean, yeah, I kind of like choked up and teared up. And, you know, definitely you begin to, you know, begin to see things from different perspectives, and you begin to see